From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Babies have Instagram accounts. Dogs have Instagram accounts. So maybe not surprising that now houses do too. Not like celebrity houses, just houses. It's a new twist in real estate marketing. Anna Scott from KCRW in Los Angeles has more.
Welcome to the Insta Penthouse.
I'm here at this open house for a huge condo overlooking the ocean. It's 8,000 square feet and listed for $15 million. Alexander Ali shows me a wall covered with yellow plastic pinwheels.
It wows our guests and it puts them in the mindset of this is going to be fun. This is also their first Instagrammable moment.
Ali is not a real estate agent. It's not his job to sell this place.
I'm a property publicist and I'm supposed to make properties famous and talked about.
At this penthouse, Ali's turned entire rooms into photo-ready backdrops and created a hashtag.
We filled the tub with white and orange balls that you could actually get in.
The real estate agent who is selling this condo, Rochelle Atlas Mays, hopes this buzz will help attract a certain buyer.
I think that it's a dot-commer, or you have the hedge fund guy from New York.
And how do you know that this buzz is working?
There's analytics, where it's hit, who's looking, how many clicks, all of that.
That's something you can't get from traditional advertising, nor is the party that Ali threw here recently with about 40 Instagram influencers. They got skincare swag in exchange for posting photos of the event with the property's hashtag. Influencers are people with at least 10,000 followers. Ali won't say exactly what he charged to organize that party.
So it can range anywhere for an event from $10,000 to $50,000.
His fee gets paid by the realtor, Mays, by the way. Still, the social media angle doesn't impress everyone, like realtor James Rucker, who's at the open house.
I'm just an old school agent and reaching out to my clients.
Does Instagram buzz add any value?
None.
But more and more, social media is playing a role in real estate. The National Association of Realtors surveyed its members earlier this year and found 77% are using various platforms to push sales. In Los Angeles, I'm Anna Scott for Marketplace.